Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
Oh, wait. What's going on here?
I don't know. What's going on?
Craziness. I'm Big JD. <laughs> <laughs> The latency is just crazy.
I wonder why it's worse than ever.
I don't know. It's worse than usual. Somebody got a haircut?
I did get a haircut.
I just finally noticed now.
That's okay.
I've been so preoccupied.
Yeah, preoccupied with your weekly...
Porcupine. That's what? A funny word.
Whoa.
Preoccupied porcupine.
You got me.
Hey, porcupine.
Confused.
Really bad latency. I can't even really listen. And I hope everybody else isn't hearing that. So I wouldn't think they would be, but.
No. That's just hardware in your ears.
Something going on.
Something's going on. But besides what's going on here, what's going on with you, Big JD? How's things going?
Not too bad. Little things going on here. We had fridge issues. I told you about the fridge. The fridge died on us. Brand new fridge.
Yes.
KitchenAid.
Yep. It
took 2 weeks by time they had the part ordered and installed.
That's not acceptable.
No. And then we turned the fridge on, let it get cold for, you know, the recommended 24 hours or whatever. Then we open the door and it stinks inside.
Let's put our food in there.
So Lana cleaned it 1,000 times. Still reeks every time you open it up. You smell like dead fish.
Moldy smell, probably.
But what do we end up finding is it's the drip plate, you know, in the bottom.
Yeah, where the frost goes, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no way to take it out from under the fridge. Take the grill off the front and the plate off the back, and you can't take the drip pan out.
Just lay the fridge on its side.
You can't do anything like that at all. They make it nice and easy for you to get the fridge out of its cubby hole because it's on wheels and everything, so you just slide it out like nothing.
Right.
I was thinking in the beginning, how are you even going to get a fridge out of here? But it makes it so easy to pull out, then you can't do anything, though. You get it out nice and easy, but then you can't do anything. Well, that's nice. No, that's where the latency was coming from.
What?
No. That thing was... I can't believe how loud that thing was.
I know.
Now that you turned it off.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was thinking.
I weren't.
Right, exactly.
And I was trying to compete with that, screaming and yelling.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm all hoarse.
I heard you were built like a horse.
Hey, that's what they say. I bet all the guys tell you that.
Yes, they do.
So anyways, it reeks. I can't get the stuff out, and it smells. So I look on the forums and everything, and from what I gather... You can't get the tray out of there. It's not supposed to come out because it doesn't need to come out.
It's funny. I looked at the forums.
And the only thing that another guy says is that he put his shop vac and sucked it out.
Oh, yeah. That's a convenient thing.
And that's all I'm going to be able to do. I'm going to go pick up my shop vac after this and suck out all that scum. And I'm going to package it and send it to KitchenAid.
But it's all you're going to be able to do is, how big of an opening do you have?
Well, there's a spot in the back and there's a spot in the front, but the tray is like this wide. And this high, and has to go over its clips that holds it down, but then you can't get it out because there's another part at the back screwed in. I took off, and you can't move it nowhere because it's got wires and hoses into it and everything, and you can't. The tray doesn't come out of the openings, even. The size of the opening in the front and the back underneath there, you can't pull it out.
Because I'm thinking, when water sits in anything, eventually it starts developing algae on the actual...
Oh, this is scum water, man. You get under there and look at it, and it's... yellowy orange and it stinks.
Right, so sucking it up, you gotta actually wipe the...
Well, yeah, but I'm gonna at least if I can get it dry, then I can try and I don't know what to do. Get it, like even get my hand in, you know, and clean it.
Right,
that's I'll be able to do that when it's drier. Once I suck all the shit out of it. Oops. Hey, 18 plus.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's a bummer. I can't believe that you move into a brand new place with a brand new fridge.
And right now that's off and that's it. And I have to get that thing and do that. And I couldn't call KitchenAid because it's the weekend. They're not open.
No fridge for you.
No 1-800 number. Can't call them. Yeah. No fridge right
now. Oh, I can't. You should tape that conversation when you do call them.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a classic, I think.
One of my goodies.
And what else is going on? You said remind me to...
Tell you about the fridge.
No, there's something else. You said there's some other madness going on.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Maybe it has to do with what the papers I signed. No. Okay. I don't think so. Okay. Never mind.
No, I don't remember, though.
All right. As far as me this week, it was a good week because I got moved off. The job I was on was just so
crappy. Isn't that your real job that you went to, though?
Yeah, it's my job.
And how'd you get off it?
I signed off of it.
Oh.
I posted on this job.
Back into the tire room.
Back in the tire room.
Tire room jobs were open?
Yeah.
Who's off?
You know what? Some guy went from the tire room to door fits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God is right. People in the area were saying,
People don't like tire room. A lot of people don't like them.
Obviously.
Don't like that it's like, it can seem pretty quick work when you're switching, especially if anybody wants time off, and then using the gun and stuff like that. People don't want to do that.
I think it's a good atmosphere.
Excuse me.
Guys in there are really good, and it's fun, and it's way different from what I was doing. I'm telling you, when I was...
Anything else open there?
Yeah, I think plant manager job's open.
Oh.
Need that?
I'm in.
All right.
And do I need that? Like a hole in my arse? Like a bigger one?
Well, everybody's asking about you, though.
And why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, they miss
no,
it.
No, I'm just...
They hold
Who's
it
asking?
Mark and...
Everybody.
Brad and Brian.
Oh, Brian, yeah.
No, yeah. So they're just wondering where the...
I saw a dude I used to work with in Tyrone room this morning.
Is that right?
At the gas station on my way here.
Coincidental.
Yeah. And then you bring up the tire room and everything.
Yeah.
And all these fond memories bringing tears to my eyes. Oh, bringing me a wet bottom.
Ooh. Yeah, this other job I had, it was hellish.
Yeah, I heard those were crazy over there. And they used to double up on those.
Well, back in the day when it was good, yeah. But now it's...
What's the tire room like for doubling up? Does anybody get any time off?
No, it's no double. You can't double up on anything.
No?
No.
They still got the hubcap job and everything?
I do that.
Oh, you do?
So I put the spare tire cover on and supply.
Oh, spare tire cover. Oh, okay. Spare tire and the hubcaps.
Yeah.
Same as, Wayne did and guy in your shift.
Peter?
Polish guy, yeah.
Yeah. Peter, with no E on the, in only one.
No E at all in it. PTR. Peter.
Sure, why not? Anything else cooking?
I don't think so.
No?
Now you got me wondering if there was something else I wanted to tell you, but I don't remember. I can't think of anything else, no.
It just seemed like a quiet week from hearing from you, so I'm just wondering if you're busy doing something. Or
Just busy with the fridge.
Busy with the fridge.
Yeah. Working on the animation stuff, but a lot of tools crap going on. Just working on the projects and stuff more than anything, I guess.
Very good.
Got some people interested in... Going to see some big things happen. Ferris University, animator in Florida, another one in Arizona. And it's only the tip of the iceberg because I just started shopping it in the U.S. So, and I've gone to only about 5 states. I've got lots more to go. Hundreds and hundreds in California of people to contact still. So
that sounds like a lot of work in itself.
It is a lot of work. That's probably why a little less emails from me this week.
Okay.
I'll get back on that next week.
Ferris University, is that where the Ferris wheel came from?
Yes, it is. That Ferris wheel that's on the way to the airport with a big tire around it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's part of Ferris.
That's the State Ferris wheel.
State Ferris wheel. He's out of hand. Anyway, it's the Jabbercast show, and we're talking this week about afterlife.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a wow kind of subject, because there are lots
of people. And Lippo's going to perform an experiment at the end of the show.
I'm going to proceed to kill myself, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to tell you what it was like.
Mm-hmm. All within this hour.
Well, it's not even an hour left now.
You're only going to have time for the white light and tunnel.
No, I'm going to get out of the tunnel. I'm going to tell you what's on the other side of that tunnel.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it might be Detroit. I'm not sure.
That's the thing. Nobody's ever seen the other side of the tunnel. and come back.
Oh, yeah. Some people have.
Oh, the other side of the tunnel? Yeah. Not just the white light in the tunnel?
Right. There's people who've actually gone through the tunnel. Nice. Talked to some higher being and saw a, and a lot of people say it's a city of lights. That's a common theme. When you're on the other side of the tunnel, it's a city of lights.
That's because they go at night.
Yeah, you think that if you need lights on, it's got to be dark out.
Yeah. Why else would there be lights on?
And where does the
electric- I know what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, here we go.
I just realized I put the picture on my desktop, and I wanted to tell you about how amazing my H4 is.
Dun, 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 dun.
The H4. My new Hummer. Isn't there a Hummer H4?
H4? No, it's the 4H. No,
it's a Zoom H4. A 4H club?
4H club. Oh. Horticulture, honesty, something, something. It's a-
Hummers and...
Yeah, Hummers.
Humblebee. The H4, there was an update for it, a firmware update.
Right.
And I think I might have mentioned, I don't know.
It turned it into a phone, right?
Yeah, yeah. It turned it into an iPhone, actually.
Oh, wow.
and it added all this new functionality and amazing things that I just...
You're blown away with.
It's not even something I ever looked at and said, I wish it did this, or I wish this was better, or I wish, you know, the display letters were bigger on the little screen or anything. Right. They just added everything. And it's crazy. And I want to tell you what it is because I'm so excited. The display font change and the size of the fonts, and they're dark, so it's easier to read on that little display that's on the front of it.
Yeah, I have to admit, that's one thing on yours that I...
This support for SDHC cards?
Yeah.
Which CHC?
I'm not sure, but I have heard of that. And that's, yeah, the new cameras support that.
Battery capacity and recording time indication now.
Say that again?
Battery time, battery capacity and recording time indication.
Okay.
So instead, because before it would just come, your battery thing would come on when it's low.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So now it's, they have it, they're
a full time monitor, yeah.
Specifying the battery type, which I'm not sure about that. Recording a stereo signal in mono. Okay. Before you could only record stereo. Even when you're recording a track for the four track, it'll always be stereo tracks.
Yep.
But now you can record and it'll be actually the same thing on both sides, but you get your mono track. So you can actually record
stereo,
mono.
Yeah,
like so that I like that.
Sure.
I like mono.
Yeah.
I'm an old mono guy from way back. Attenuating the low frequencies.
Oh, okay.
So you got a boost.
Yep.
And converting WAV files into MP3 files right in the machine.
Come on.
Yeah, no, it gets better. Using auto record function. So you can have it start recording and stop recording on its own. You know, like automatic voice recording and some of those old, you know, the hand ones and stuff.
So what does it do? Is it time related or?
You set the threshold where, like, if I was talking like this, it might not start. But once I started talking like this, then it turns on. And then when I go back low or anything, or you know what I mean? That's amazing, though. That's a cool feature.
Silence monitoring. It monitors silence. And if there is silence, it turns it doesn't right. record.
Dividing a file.
That is really good, especially during a guitar lesson. You know, there's times where there's nothing happening. We're switching pages or he's writing stuff down.
Yeah, then you don't have all the blank and wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe extra battery and whatever.
That is sweet. I want to buy one just for that one feature.
There's more. Yeah, there's dividing more. A file. You can divide a file right inside there. Now.
How do you pick where you're dividing it?
Oh, you can do everything on there.
You can move the playhead.
You can listen. You have the time display and everything, and you can find the spot that you want and all that.
Wow.
Yeah, it does. It moves in small increments and everything. Raising the overall file level. It's got normalized now.
Oh,
so you can normalize
goodness.
Your files right inside it. And this thing's no bigger than your couple palms. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a small, pretty small unit. Fairly small.
Yeah.
To be able to house all this. Cutting the input signal off in USB audio interface mode. I'm not exactly sure what it is. You could download the supplement PDF now with the new features and that, but you can cut the signal input off. And I'm not exactly sure what it means.
Cause you haven't used it in the USB interface.
No, I haven't.
Yet.
I haven't used it really like that. I don't know if I did at all. I think I might've once, and backwards compatibility, of course, of the other four-track mode projects. If you had done projects previous.
Right, it'll still understand them.
And it's got a cool way at hierarchy and everything and how it holds your projects or holds separate just stereo files and separates everything. It's pretty cool. But there's just the features are just so jam-packed in that thing, man. It's amazing.
So when you do use it in, as an interface, do you have to run it in a specific program, or you can run it in, or your recording program will just see it as a device?
Yeah, yeah. The same as anything else.
Like this board or something.
Same as the board, same as my USB Duo, the old 410s.
Microtrack?
No, Microtrack doesn't do that. Your Microtrack?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's not an interface.
No, what am I thinking of? That other thing I had, pre-USB thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyways, that was just, that's the Zoom H4, and it's a mobile handheld recorder, four-track recorder, and does all these amazing things. And these are just the added things I just did. So, I mean, if anybody's interested in a little handheld recorder, digital recorder, it's great. Built-in mics and everything. So, God, Jesus, reincarnation, limbo, astral plane, astral projection, OBEs, ghosts, spirits, angels, spirit guides, mediums, heaven and hell, the soul, and light in the tunnel, and near-death experiences. We're going to talk about it all right now if we have any time left.
Oh, I thought you were leading into a break there.
No.
Okay.
But I probably should, shouldn't I? Let's finish the break that had just started momentarily when I was doing the intro. Here we go.
WKVR.ca. Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Did you want to start anywhere in particular?
It's such a...
Maybe a little bit of possibly an explanation of what is meant by the afterlife itself, or life after death.
Right. Well, sure. Of course, a lot of people don't believe anything happens after we die. Some people just believe we die and that's...
Do you believe anything happens to us when we die?
I believe our soul, either we get reincarnated or we go to some other place where the souls hang out until...
Until what?
Until there's a purpose found for us. Because there are people on Earth right now that talk to other spirits who have been here before and who are related to people they are in session with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people go see people. I need to talk to my brother, my dead brother.
Right, yeah.
And...
That would be a medium, basically.
Yeah.
Somebody that... That goes through.
Right. So I think that once you die, these spirits or whatever, they have a purpose of some kind. We don't know. I mean, they could be responsible for stuff that's going on up there. Or when I say up there, out there, whatever.
Up there, down there, here.
Or, yeah, exactly. Or they might be responsible for stuff that we actually see in our daily life and we don't even know it. Like, you know, some
or things that we don't see.
Maybe there's 100 people responsible for gravity on Earth.
Hmm. That could be.
And they take their own
thought about that.
Hey, you know, we don't know what the scoop is as far as what our purpose is after we die. But in a way, I also believe in reincarnation, that we come back.
Or do you believe in reincarnation?
Yeah, exactly. That is the Buddhists obviously believe in reincarnation. Mm-hmm. And they believe they not only come back, but they come back as different animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flies, bugs, mosquitoes.
See, I don't believe
that's
that.
That's what I'm killing.
I'm thinking that you can only come back as a person. Because those animals don't have...
Do animals come back as animals?
No, animals don't come back.
Why don't animals come back?
Because they don't have a...
A soul?
Soul, yeah.
Why not? They have an energy. They have an understanding. They have feelings, I'll bet. Look at the primates. The monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
What about? Pretty intelligent.
Yes, but they don't...
They have a bonding with their...
It has something to do with free will. What does it have to do with free will? It's getting
This stuff
deep.
Gets really deep, boy. This gets really deep. this is you could do a whole podcast on this, like
we are doing
for the rest of our lives. But I mean, a podcast dedicated to afterlife.
This is the afterlife podcast.
Yeah, there's that much there, I'm sure. So basically, afterlife, a generic term for a continuation of existence after death, typically in a spiritual or ghost-like afterworld.
Ghost. I wonder where the word ghost came from. Like ghost is...
G-host, baby G-host. What's up?
Hey, dog. No, it's just that when we say ghost, we think of scary something.
Casper.
Oh, Casper. He was a friendly ghost, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
But he had like evil uncles or something, didn't he?
Yeah, all his relatives were mean, nasty.
Yeah, they're mean, ghosts. Yeah. And they lived in a haunted house, and anybody who came there...
Yeah, they'd scare people, and Casper didn't want to. He just wanted friends.
He wanted friends. He was lonely.
Lonely ghost.
Aw.
Pass the tissue.
Yeah, so it's funny you say ghost when we're talking about afterlife, but I suppose there are spirits, and but we are spiritual people. Some people are very aware of their spirituality, and they use it to the fullest, but other people are completely not spiritual, and they suppress those feelings that they have because they just don't understand it. They're not in touch with it, so they just ignore their spirituality altogether. So I think that spirit lives on. And what we do once we...
And what do you consider the spirit? Energy? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we should have my dad on the show.
Yeah, we certainly should have.
You're talking about stuff that he'd latch right onto. Is there an energy? Yes, there is an energy there, of course. Yeah. So...
Because energy, you can't... apparently, you can't kill energy.
Right.
But can energy dissipate to nothing? They're saying that everything we say and light and anything that... of energy of any source is out there. Everything we say right now, they say, could be heard again later. Somewhere.
It affects something later on. What you say did something.
And what
something.
We think? Is what we think an energy? Is every movement an energy? Did we give off an energy? Are we giving off energy?
You're giving off some energy.
There's a lot going on that we'll may know at some point in time. How does God fit into this? The afterlife?
Well, some people believe, Christians mainly, that once you die, you go see God. And
he's the higher being.
He's the higher being. He judges you on how you lived your life here on Earth and then...
Sentences you.
No, and then he tells you where you're going to live in the afterlife.
Where you're going to live, what you're going to do, what your purpose is.
Yeah, what your purpose is afterward.
Who your girlfriend's going to be.
Do you have sex in the afterlife?
I don't know.
I doubt it. That's a bodily thing, I think, and of common.
I don't know if it's only bodily. There's a non-material thought process, a feeling.
Oh, you mean when you're having sex?
Yeah, I guess. Or when you think about it, or when you, there's... I don't know what you'd call it exactly. I was listening to something about that this morning, actually. Like I think they refer to it as a plane. Some do refer to different planes in our, that there's different levels of consciousness, I guess.
And they say that maybe one. You mean?
Levels of consciousness.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
And that's one area of consciousness, I think.
Having sex or making or whatever.
Yeah. And love itself is another plane in our existence, in our material existence anyway. So I don't know if that has anything to do with a non-material existence. But when you're in that other existence, does it become material in any way?
That's a really good question.
As I said, there's lots of, I don't want to say realms.
Planes is a good word, I think.
Yeah, but planes, where we are now. And then there's another, multi-universes. You know, multi-dimensions is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Dimensions. Multi-dimensions, each with its own group of planes. Okay. We have our astral plane here. We have our, you know, all these different things. Like, I think they say there's 7 different planes per dimension. And I think there's, they say there's maybe 11 different dimensions. Something like that. It's all crazy stuff.
It is crazy. No question. So,
but there's other, like, everything that we do could have been done differently. And they say those things exist. So then you get into, like, millions of you know, other universes and things like that. But that's, I guess that's not all. I don't know if it, is it all death related? I guess it is. You have to, the only way to get anywhere else or find anything else about any other place is death, I guess. Or life in another form.
Right. That could be what happens to us when we die. Mm-hmm. We still end up here, but on a different dimension, or in a different dimension, on a different planet.
Apparently there's more goes on here that we don't, we're not in that dimension, so we don't that.
Exactly.
Some people can cross those dimensions.
Is that
some of that's time travel too, I think, but
is that what happens to these spirits when they come down and visit us?
I think that's part of it.
Because the impression that I get from some of these spiritual mediums is these spirits are not having a conversation right in front of them. They're not talking specifically right to them, but they're kind of coming in waves. They always say, I'm getting this, and oh, and I'm getting this. It's not like they're actually...
Yeah, it's energy of some form that they seem to be getting. Maybe.
Is it? I don't know. Something is coming into their brain. They have a portal in their brain that you and I just aren't tuned into, or ours isn't as developed as these people who are mediums.
And that's something in itself, too, is we could do a whole show on the brain. We only use so little of our brain. Imagine what could be done with the other parts of it. And I wonder if that has anything to do with death at all.
Yeah, exactly. Do we, in our in the next dimension we go to, do we use more of our brain?
But we don't take that, obviously, the physical brain with us. Maybe some of the rest of it is actually interdimensional stuff.
Ooh, interdimensional. We think we're not using it.
Yeah, but it's used for other purposes.
On another dimension, in another dimension, it is actually being used.
Maybe it is actually being used right now. Maybe we are in other dimensions as well, so that we can't separate between what goes on. Holy cow.
That's some pretty deep stuff. And well, you brought up two really good questions that I didn't really even, we just went off on, is how does God fit into this? Mm-hmm. What's your take on how does God fit into this?
I don't perceive God itself as what a lot of people may, or religiously like. Mm-hmm. I think it's more referred to something higher, and whatever that higher is, whether it's, you know, us developed, incredible, extraterrestrial, a creator of some kind.
Do you believe there is a creator? Somebody who thought of this?
Yeah, we talked about that on our other show we did on evolution or creation, and I think that there may be some higher power governing the whole thing. I believe that could be. Like, I can't say that, you know, that's what it is, but I believe it could be. But at the same time, I believe in partially in evolution, that things do evolve.
Evolute, one of Big JD's new words.
So I there's something, I think there's something else that goes on, and I guess we'll find out more about that when we do pass on.
Yes,
and somebody's got to be running that too, just like they run this place.
Who runs this place?
The government. There's other forms of government, higher power.
Higher powers that we don't see. That's a good point. Go watch the movie Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist the movie.
Zeitgeist.
Hi. I'm just reading some stuff about near-death experience. Mm-hmm. Some NDEs, yeah. Some investigations have been conducted which fail to find evidence that out-of-body experiences transcend the confines of the brain. In other words, when people think they're going somewhere, I've died, I see myself, I'm above myself, I see my my body, and I'm going into another room, and I see a tunnel, and I'm gone, kind of thing, okay? Well, they're saying that there's no evidence to say that they were out of the body because, for one example, one hospital placed an LED marquee above its patient's bed, which displayed a hidden message that can only be read if one were looking down from above. So it was probably behind the patient's head and lower, and no one could read it unless you're actually above the bed. And as of 2001, no one who claimed a near-death experience or out-of-body experience within that hospital had reported having seen the hidden message. Because scientists want to explain everything scientifically, so they say that these near-death experiences are just all events that are happening within your brain. Nothing's really happening to any life force within you, and you're not moving around. It's all things that just going on in your brain.
Yeah, but when they remember things being said and things that happened in the room and watch from above what everybody was doing, there's got to be something to that,
right? And
then again when you're talking about all those inner dimensions, maybe that thing isn't there in the other dimension.
That's what I was just going to say.
Things might look different.
Sure, it may all be happening in our brain when we die. It all may be happening in our brain, and now we're starting to use that part of our brain that we don't even use, and we're starting to become more aware of all these dimensions and planes.
It's like when they talk sometimes about other dimensions, and if there's another dimension right here, and there's other people here in this other dimension,
yes,
is this house here? Because this is material. You can touch this. I don't care what dimension you're in. This is hard stuff.
The Jabbercast studio is hard stuff.
The studio. You can't be in another dimension and this not be here, I don't think.
I think you can.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the earth we're on could be something else in a different dimension.
A big ship.
Yeah, could be a ship. Could be a spaceship or whatever. Wow. Because I think since we can see this, it's in our dimension. And
I know it's in our dimension, but how can you go to another dimension right here in this spot and not have that? That's odd.
I guess it's odd.
It's got to do with time too, I guess. Time might not be the same. Could be night right now, right here.
There may be no day.
We might be outside right now and don't even know. In another dimension, it's outside.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, yeah, easily that this house could not be here in another dimension.
Studio.
This house that houses our studio.
Houses. Okay, yeah. So the astral plane and astral projection.
Astral plane, what is that? You keep saying that. It sounds like a lyric in a song. I want to write a song that has astral plane in it. Life on the astral plane. That's going to be the tune right there.
And astral projection. That's going to another plane, another area of consciousness, I guess, like the subconscious. But you can...
I was just there a couple hours ago.
You can travel around there, and there's supposedly other people there and stuff, but they never seem to get to the real nitty-gritty of it all. Did you talk to anybody there? Did you say anything to anybody? Did you ask questions when you're there? You know, they say it's a conscious, like... You can astral project and have outer body experiences, and you can go to other places and that kind of stuff. But you can't do anything, and you can't seem to interact or, nobody's really brought to me the concrete evidence. You know that you actually are interacting in any way or finding out real information. Somehow, I see this. I saw this. Other people are doing this and doing that, and we can remote view and go look at things and see things. But there's no interaction anywhere, so you can't really answer any questions. And everybody can say that they did this and did that, or went here and went there, but you get no,
definitive answer. You want some definitive answers?
Yeah, there's.
And maybe
when I think of if I went or I did this or I did that. I try and find answers. I'm not just there to, it's a beautiful thing and I do it every night and I travel around and I look at this and I see other people and, we're all in the, whatever. I want to go and I want to find answers. And it doesn't seem like anybody really does that. Nor when I hear interviews with them, do they actually talk about anything like that. I do it for the purpose of finding something out. They don't.
So maybe we're not supposed to know.
I'm sure that's probably part of the case, but you would think for all the people that do want answers in some way, shape, or form, that they would actually do it for that specific purpose.
Paul's writing in on Yahoo Messenger, which you can do. Username the Jabbercast. Mm-hmm. He says that astral projection, from what he knows, is sending your spirit out of your body.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah, that's an OBE.
OBE.
We have an outer body experience. It's,
oh, I thought that was a person to deliver babies.
You wander the astral plane. It's another plane of our, some say, subconscious.
And yes, you can communicate with other astral projectioners. Projectionist, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I guess so. Projectiles.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd want to ask a lot of questions, but I've never really, even on some of the talk shows I've heard and the people that, you know, do this and teach this, I never hear anybody saying about interacting with anybody and talking to anybody and, you know, can you have a cup of tea with somebody? Is there a store? Is there a cafe? Is there just nothing? Is there stars? Is there houses? Is there anything? Do you walk through walls? I got a lot of questions.
I know, and I think that a lot of these people who do astroplane, once they're in the other plane, they feel...
I don't think they're as conscious as they think.
Right. And I think that they feel as though they already... Now they know it all. They're just... Now they're all knowing. Here I am. Oh, yeah. Everything makes sense
now.
Yeah,
it's almost like you don't have to ask questions.
There's no questions to ask. That's all very apparent.
There should be.
It's so obvious.
That's funny.
Paul says that it doesn't matter because we're all screwed because the Mayan calendar ends in 2012, so we're all doomed. Yeah. No tea, no cafes. Yes, stars. Yes, walk through walls. He's got the answers, that Paul guy.
Hey, yeah. We'll have to get him on the show as a guest. Afterlife part two.
Or something. He'd be a good guest to have. And so would my dad for this show, but disc.
We're going to take a break and come back with some more interesting key points on... ghost spirits and angels.
Hey, Big JD here. Just want to let you know that you can go to www.bigjd.com. Find out more information about all the shows that I currently host on internet radio stations and podcasting.
DJ Amy was like, dead air.
Yeah.
Thanks, DJ Amy.
Of course, she had to be listening this Sunday morning.
Yeah. I gave her a good excuse. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
A lot of good that does now that we're saying we gave her an excuse.
I covered your ass is what I did, buddy.
She's going to dock our pay.
No. I'm already getting garnished for child support and alimony.
Alimony's a lot of money.
So are you want to talk about angels?
Yeah, and angel dust.
Oh, angel dust. Is that what Santa Claus sprinkles on the reindeer to get them to fly?
Oh, you wish. Oh, sprinkles on your cookies. Yeah, you can certainly fly with angel dust. Ghosts and spirits and angels. Spirit guide is something different than a medium. Spirit guides you around.
Yes. There's a lady just down the road. We talked about her before. Yeah. Insights by Diane.
Oh, you ever go talk to her?
No, I haven't talked to her.
So you should have went and had shared the experience here on the air. Just like I will be next week. What's our show next week?
Hey, don't get into that already.
He's busy with the jabber quote.
But we went to a party last night, and there's a girl there who is friends with a spirit guide. And she goes to see her all the time. That's all about chakras and cleansing your inner self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what her spirit guide's all about. And they go into, what do they call them? Smoke tents? Is that what it is?
Oh, if we were talking about them on the show that we did all that chakra stuff on and everything.
Yeah.
Spirituality 101. 505. When Big JD and Lippo's involved.
That's right. 505.
Or the authority.
The authority. More the authority on nothing.
Advanced spirituality with Big JD and Lippo. So, yeah, actually, next week is talking in circles. And this is a great, this goes to show you that we incorporate listener feedback, because talking in circles, like, have you ever said, but still, you know, what do those things mean? What the heck does that mean? But still.
Not be
oh,
still.
Yeah, but still. How about, that's what they say. Who are they?
We're going to do a whole show on this?
Yeah. And some people can talk to you for half an hour and say absolutely nothing, or tell you the same thing 10 different ways. We're going to talk about talking in circles.
Okay. Can't wait.
Like I just did for the last 5 minutes. That'd be a little filler. And that's actually going to be a pre-recorded show. We're not going to be live on the air, I don't think.
Oh. Because you're going away.
I'm going to be away, yeah. And then the following week is going to be on ESPs and more.
Okay.
ESPs. ESP and more.
ESPs.
Sixth Sense.
That's a new kind of P, right? The yeah. ESPs.
It's not yellow either.
No, they're green. Just like the regular peas.
Oh. So I was saying your pee was green.
No. I'd
be like, you should see a doctor.
You would definitely want to see a doctor if your pee was green. It was a little smelly this morning. I had some asparagus last night.
Oh, leftovers?
Nope.
Oh. Kim Spare, I guess.
Kim put some pickled asparagus in some hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually, pickled asparagus.
Mm, I love them.
I don't care much for pickled stuff, but I didn't mind the pickled asparaguses I had. Or are they asparagi? Plural.
Can you spare a guy?
Spare a guy. Angels. What are angels? Are angels spirit guides? I don't think so. How do you get your wings? And we'll move on.
Angels are something that was created by something must have talked to somebody, because they say the angels came down and talked to whatever. And it's a strictly biblical thing, isn't it? Angels?
Apparently, that's what it says portrayed of angels, that they're biblical or religious.
Right.
And they're some kind of a religious thing.
They're like soldiers of God, and supposedly.
I don't know, soldiers. Are they messengers maybe more than soldiers? Or like.
Well, I think they all have
for
their
help
job.
Somehow. I don't think they fight, though.
They fight evil.
Do they? Angels don't fight evil, do they?
No. Probably not. Oh, maybe. Have you ever watched Sent by an Angel? They fight some evil people on there.
I guess, yeah, they're there to help. I just think of soldiers as physical fighting.
Who's the lady who's on there? I'm trying to think of her name.
Aretha Franklin.
No. Della Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another singer.
Yes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
DJ, I have to ask, can you please ask JD to put WKBR back in Sam's station name? Do you know what that means?
WKBR back in Sam's station name.
Yeah, station name is in the parentheses. No? Okay. She'll
put WKBR back in Sam's?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I just did some WKBR IDs. I don't know what she means by Sam's, though.
Okay, she'll let us know.
Yeah, please do while we're on the air, because I'm not sure what she means. So heaven and hell.
Great
tour.
Is
that where you go for during your afterlife?
No, it's where
we're. Is that the end?
No, I think heaven and hell are two places that were made up by, what, you want some cookies?
Yeah, why not?
Speaking of heaven, little piece of heaven, we got some cookies. I think that heaven and hell are two places that were created by people who wanted to make more people join the Christian religion, I think, mostly. Because that's not static, folks. That's the bag that the cookies are in. Big JD's got to get a taste of some cookies.
Fix.
Needs a fix on Sunday. What is it? Brimstone. Fire and brimstone? Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that was all meant just to scare people. Either you're going to heaven if you're good, and if you're bad, you're going to hell and get on the right track.
You don't think they exist?
I don't think there's a hell, no.
You think they exist in your mind, maybe?
No, I think hell is something that is made up.
So there really is a heaven, but hell is just made up?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yep. I think we're living in hell right now.
Hmm.
And we just make the best of it, whatever we can. And some people don't. They actually live day to day thinking, God, this is a hell.
Mm-hmm. Every morning when you get up for work.
Yes, I suppose. That isn't hellish. It's just
he likes work.
It's part of living. You got to be a productive member of society.
Do you really?
Do you have to be a productive member of society? I think for inner peace and inner peace of mind, more than anything.
I like more inner peace being away from there.
Well, I'm just talking about work in general.
Yes, I think that it's it gives you some sense of
worth.
Sense of well-being for most people, or it should, at least.
It should, yeah.
That you're doing something productive, that you're doing, you're where you should be, sort of thing, I guess. Because everybody has to do that, really.
I think so. And just being off the time I was off when I had my whole knee thing, it definitely affected me mentally and on a different plane. There we go, on the plane thing. As far as, I want to go back to work.
Yeah.
It seemed crazy. I mean, if I loved my job, I'd really want to go back to work, but I don't love my job. But I don't necessarily.
Yeah, I think there's other things that go with the actual physical labor or anything, and there's some type of a schedule sometimes is good for people. The interaction and social aspect is good for people. You know, it's not only the work itself. So what do we got going on?
Oh, DJ Amy's just told me I wasn't supposed to tell you that stuff, that shop talk on the air. I said everything goes on the air. Because if she tells me something and the show's not over, I'm going to forget by the time the show's over.
Yeah, shop talk. That's what we're all about here.
And we're talking shop right now.
This is the shop floor. Shopcast.
There's an idea. There's a good use for the H4. He's not talking. He's going to get cookie crumbs on his microphone. Yeah, so heaven and hell. Do you believe in hell? Just give me a
I understand the concept of it, I guess. I don't know if there's an actual place.
Or plane or dimension, whatever it is. I don't think that exists.
Or plane or dimension. But maybe there is, because what do you do with bad people when they die? What happens to them? They can't do the same things as everybody else, do they? Maybe they do. Maybe they start over.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't know, but...
Yeah, I think maybe...
They get to go to paradise?
No, maybe they have to pay for it somehow, otherwise. There's some kind of...
Then maybe that's their hell.
Yeah, then maybe that's their hell, and it might not be all that hellish. Like, you know, there's no fire. Because what's fire to a dead person? It's not hot. I don't have any skin. I don't feel heat.
Yeah, well, we don't know what we feel, I guess. We don't know if we have any senses in the afterlife.
Yeah, and where does the whole heat thing come from? And the devil. Is there an actual one evil leader? And he's the devil, and he leads. I think evil exists in everybody. There is a evil potential in everybody, but to counter it, there is good potential in everybody. So I just think it's one wins over the other one. So if someone was evil a good portion of their life, it's because that evil was nurtured, either and not necessarily by the person who the evil exists in. It could have been their parents or somebody who abused them or whatever.
Or their pre-life.
I don't know if it was their pre-life. You think when we come out of the womb, okay, I'm evil because what just happened to me in that last life, I am just going to be one evil SOB.
Could be. Yeah. We don't know.
I suppose it could be, yes.
Anything's possible. That's the thing that makes this all so difficult. But...
No, I'm laughing at what DJ Amy says. If you believe in heaven, you have to believe in hell. You can't just pick the part you like to believe in. I think that fire represents torment.
Well, that's where she's wrong, you see. I only believe in hell. There's no in heaven at all, but it could exist. I need some reverb for that.
You want some reverb?
Mm-hmm.
They do that on the Donna's show.
Give me a little reverb for that, and
is this you here?
We'll segue into the jabber quote. I think that I put this one in, so okay. It might have been yours.
Oh.
Jabberable. Split sink ships. Jabs in nine. One hand, two in the bush.
Jabber-bull. Okay, time for the jabber quote. Speaking of afterlife, I think we're both going to see it if there's any more dead air. Okay. I did the same thing again. I started the ID and was in the wrong program to be broadcast.
Absolutely nothing happened.
We'll cut that out later and it won't be in the podcast. What dead air?
Paul says he booted Satan out of hell, by the way.
He what?
Paul booted the Satan out of hell. So there is no Satan. Hell's a cool place to go now.
Well, that's an evil thing to do.
Yes, I know. Poor Satan.
He's evil. Something about him, he's just evil. He's sinister. Really?
Sinister, that's
he
a good
He scares
word.
Me sometimes.
Do you want some reverb on that? No. Actually, I could have given you a much bigger room, but that's okay. You were in your bedroom when you did the evil thing. This week's jabber quote.
Yeah, what do we got? Cosmos by?
This week's jabber quote brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine makers of passes to heaven or hell. Get your passes at
the corner of
Wabash and Strabane. Thank you very much. There's a guy standing there waiting for you. Well, do we want Woody Allen or do we want Winston Churchill?
Churchill.
I am ready to meet my maker. Whether my maker is ready for the ordeal of meeting me is another matter.
Do you think that was specific to him? Or was that just a quote for...
Yeah, he said it on his 75th birthday. So he's 75 and he says, you know, I'm ready to go. 75 for back then was actually an old guy. People didn't live that long back.
75?
75 years old, man.
That's up there, though.
That's up there. Well, in today's terms, that's probably when most men start to die, I think. I think that's around the average median age of men passing away, don't you? 70-something, I know.
Yeah, I guess.
So what does he mean by
much time.
His maker may not be able to be ready to meet him?
Oh, I guess sounds kind of like a ready or not, here I come, glorified version.
Yeah, so
ready or not.
I didn't actually think of Winston Churchill as being kind of full of himself, but he kind of makes it sound like, hey, I'm...
Maybe he feels he just did a... loused up the government or something so brutally that because he says ordeal. I don't know if he's ready for the ordeal of me.
I am ready to meet my maker. Whether my maker is ready for the ordeal. Yeah, there's going to be an ordeal. That Winston Churchill, he was...
Maybe he doesn't believe in wherever he's going. And that's the ordeal.
Oh, maybe.
Whether he's ready or not for the ordeal of me.
That's true. And, you know, he must... As in a lot of leaders who were leading countries that were in war, they feel responsible for killing people. They send soldiers out to go kill people.
I don't necessarily mean louse up the government, but I mean all the things that went on while he was in, you know, running the country.
And the only thing you have to fear is fear itself.
Slip something else in there.
Well, that's a Winston Churchill thing.
Oh, that wasn't the Woody Allen one?
No, he said, I do not believe in afterlife, although I am bringing a change of underwear.
I didn't think Woody wore underwear.
Well, maybe when he had a Woody, he didn't wear underwear.
Was Woody his nickname? He must have had another name.
I don't know.
Woody. That's not a real name. Woodrow.
There we go. That was his real name, yes.
Yeah. So, that's some interesting stuff. And afterlife, a very interesting topic, afterlife, and all the things that surround it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not just heaven and hell or where you're going, but all these other things surround it, the ghosts and the spirits and energy and the tunnel and the light and your soul and all that stuff.
We say tunnel and light. Does our listeners know what we're saying, tunnel and light? Because we didn't actually even go into what happened.
We're out of time. So
we
can mention that though. It's when a lot of people say when they die or have a near-death experience that they see a tunnel with a light at the end, and that's everybody seems to associate that with, you know, with dying, and if you get out the other side then you're actually going to die, but people come back. Now what?
Paul says, take care, fellas, you can go straight to hell.
See, he's evil.
He's an evil man. No, he's not. Yes, the whole tunnel and light thing is millions of people claim to see that exact same thing.
Yeah. And there's got to be something to that.
There's got to be something
where everybody sees the same thing.
And it could all be in your brain.
Yeah, there might be something programmed in there, though. That's...
Exactly. Could be programmed.
The brain is an incredible thing.
So is. So, we mentioned what we're going to be doing on next week's show. And we want to let people know how they can get a hold of us. They can hook up like... Paul and Amy didn't actually have a little conversation with us while we're talking here on the show on Messenger. That's either Yahoo Messenger or MSN Messenger, and our username is the Jabbercast. Now, somebody was asking me, though, when they want to add somebody to their contact list, they have to put in an email address, though. Not just a username wouldn't work in MSN Messenger. So would it be
the Jabbercast? Well, if you're doing it on Yahoo, then it's probably going... Well, it can be the Jabbercast at yahoo.com, I believe. Some are .ca. I think ours is .com. Mm-hmm. Or the Jabbercast at Hotmail.
Okay, so you got both of those set up.
I don't know. I don't know if we actually have a... I think we have an MSN account. MSN Messenger account is the Jabbercast.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can use either one.
Okay, and that should be able to hook us up with putting them in our contact list and having us added in there is okay. Very good.
I don't know. We'll look into it for a couple weeks from now.
Sure.
So, yeah, come visit us next week for the Talking in Circles show right here in the Jabbercast.
Wow, you want to hear two guys talk in circles.
There's going to be a lot of circle talking for that show.
Better than circle jerking.
Okay. On that note.
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.